Chapter 29.
Oh my!
3PO gasped.
General Calrissian, I have...
Quiet, 3PO, Lando ordered, peering carefully around the edge of the window at the minor commotion going on across the square.
Did you see what happened, Aves?
Crouched down beneath the windowsill, Aves shook his head.
Looked like Skywalker and his droid both fell over, he said. Couldn't tell for sure. Too many stormtroopers in the way.
General Calrissian!
Quiet, 3PO! Lando watched tensely as two stormtroopers pulled Luke to his feet, then righted R2.
Looks like they're okay. Yeah.
Aves reached down to the floor beside him, picked up the small transmitter.
Here we go. Let's hope everyone's ready.
And the Chin and the others aren't still carrying their blasters,
Lando added under his breath. Aves snorted.
They aren't. Don't worry. Stormtroopers are always confiscating other people's weapons.
Lando nodded, adjusting his grip on his blaster, wishing they could get this over with. Across the way, the Imperials seemed to have gotten themselves sorted out and were starting to move again. As soon as they were all inside the square, away from any possible cover...
General Calrissian, I must speak to you! I have a message from Master Luke!
Lando blinked at him.
From Luke?
But even as he said it, he suddenly remembered that electronic wail from R2 just after he'd fallen over. Could that have been...
What is it?
Master Luke wants you to hold off the attack,
3PO said, obviously relieved that someone was finally listening to him.
He says you're to wait until the stormtroopers are at the arch before firing.
Aves twisted around.
What? That's crazy. They outnumber us 3-1. We give them any chance at all at cover and they'll cut us to pieces.
Lando looked out the window, grinding his teeth together. Aves was right. He knew enough of ground tactics to realize that. But on the other hand...
They're awfully spread out there, he said. Cover or no cover, they're going to be hard to take out. Especially with those speeder bikes on the perimeter.
Aves shook his head.
It's crazy, he repeated. I'm not going to risk my people that way.
Luke knows what he's doing, Lando insisted. He's a Jedi.
He's not a Jedi now, Aves snorted. Didn't Card explain about the Isla Miri?
Whether he has Jedi powers or not, he's still a Jedi, Lando insisted.
His blaster, he realized, suddenly was pointed at Aves. But that was okay, because Aves' blaster was pointed at him, too.
Anyway, his life is more on the line here than any of yours. You can always abort and pull back.
Oh, sure,
Aves snorted, throwing a glance out the window. The Imperials were nearing the middle of the square now, Lando saw, the stormtroopers looking wary and alert as anything.
Except that if we leave any of them alive, they'll seal off the city. And what about that chariot up there?
What about it? Lando countered. I still haven't heard how you're planning to take it out.
Well, we sure as blazes don't want it on the ground,
Aves retorted.
And that's what'll happen if we let the stormtroopers get to the arch. The chariot'll pull down right across the front of it, right between us and them. That plus the arch itself will give them all the cover they need to sit back and take us out at their leisure.
He shook his head and shifted his grip on the transmitter.
Anyway, it's too late to clue in the others to any plan changes.
You don't have to clue them in,
Lando said, feeling sweat collecting under his collar. Luke was counting on him.
No one's supposed to do anything until you trigger the booby trap weapons.
Aves shook his head again.
It's too risky.
He turned back to the window, raised the transmitter. And here, Lando realized, right here was where it all came down to the wire. Where you decided who or what it was you trusted. Tactics and abstract logic, or people. Lowering his blaster, he gently rested the tip of the muzzle against Aves' neck.
We wait, he said quietly.
Aves didn't move. But suddenly, there was something in the way he crouched there that reminded Lando of a hunting predator.
I won't forget this, Calrissian,
he said, his voice icy soft.
I wouldn't want you to,
Lando said. He looked out at the stormtroopers and hoped that Luke did indeed know what he was doing.